views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome to Thando Radio Show. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines of USA Inc. Today's date is March the 22nd, 2017, on this Wednesday afternoon, or I should say Wednesday evening, as we get ready to prepare to broadcast to you some news and, of course, some views and opinions. Today is Wednesday. That means it is Wise Wednesday. So we will be joined by Brother Davis a little bit here later in the broadcast. Again, Brother Davis not here today. He let me know he's still preparing for the event that they have coming up this weekend. And he asked me to sit in. So I'm here always. So I don't mind sitting in. Based off of yesterday's program, we got a lot of positive feedback. Yesterday's program was Brother Bragg's, where we were really just having a conversation about melanated people's origins and their place in the world. A lot of people gave a lot of positive feedback on that, so I'm glad that people were fulfilled by the information that they got from the discussion that was had yesterday. So first of all, let me go ahead and say, if you support independent media, please make a tax deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project. It is a tax deductible donation. You can find us online at blacktalkmediaproject.org. You can also find ways to make a donation via blacktalkradionetwork.com, which is managed by the Black Talk Media Project. Also, if you are interested in a online social network that was set up specifically for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio, then you can go to btrcommunity.com for a new online black social experience where you can share not only news, but any kind of events that you have coming up. If you're a business owner, you can promote your business. You can start groups. You can add videos. So check us out at btrcommunity.com. You can get a membership for as low as $24 a year. All right. So with that said, let's go ahead and get into some of the news of the day. Hopefully I won't lose my voice. I was just starting to recover it, and I've been doing stuff to treat it, so I'm still feeling a little strain in my voice, but the show must go on. So the first story that Dave shared with us, again, all of the links to these stories are in btrcommunity.com on the David W. Thando Radio Show profile. That is where you'll find all the daily links to whatever he news that he shares during this program. And so I'm just going to take a look at that and go down the line and share some of these stories with you. And of course, if I have some commentary, y'all know I am not shy about sharing that commentary. But first, before I get into that news, I just posted a video. Last week, I posted a video showing the black woman that was attacked by two Asian employees at this beauty supply store in Charlotte, North Carolina. Those employees have been fired. The male employee, Asian male, did say that he was wrong and he apologized to the community, and he said he would like to apologize to the woman, but none of that matters. People still want to attack the black woman like she did something wrong, like they saw some sort of evidence of her shoplifting. Well, today I came across a video where you have a similar situation, but it involves a white woman who is shoplifting, and it is a black male. I'm not sure if he was a store employee. The video did not have any description to it. They just posted the video without commentary. But it is a black male who has a slight accent. I don't know where he's from. But everybody else in the store have American accents. So, and then based off of the uniform of the law enforcement officer, it appears to have been shot, the video shot here in the United States, actually by an Asian bystander. I mean, this story is just, it's not funny, but just the commentary and the reactions that I got towards that video report I put out last week. And then now we have a similar situation, but it has an entirely different outcome. Whereas the woman, the white woman, does admit that she was shoplifting. And then she goes to try to kick the black man in his private parts and attacking him. And he's trying to detain her till the police got there. And then some of the other store patrons or employees came up, and she just was not put in a chokehold. She was not kicked or anything. Now, the man was protecting himself and trying to gain control of her, but nobody, you know, beat on her. Nobody put her in a chokehold and tried to choke her out or anything like that. So it will be interesting to see the reactions that I get from that video, which I just posted moments before coming on air with Tando Radio Show. So check that out. That's posted on our Facebook page, Black Talk Radio Network, as well as our YouTube channel. Just Google Black, or in the YouTube search engine, put Black Talk Media or Black Talk Radio. You'll find our channel if you want to take a look at that video and leave your comments. All right, let's get to the first story that's on Dave has shared with us for today. Says that the first article is coming from, let me see, this is the sun.co.uk. Sweden is preparing nuclear fallout bunkers across the country amid fear of Russian war. Now, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? It was Monday. Now, I watched 3 hours of that 5-hour long congressional hearing with the directors of the NSA and the FBI as they had congressional hearings on whether or not the Russians interfered in the U.S. election, which most people who follow my program or follow my YouTube videos know that that is a complete lie. There was no evidence that was presented, and it is nothing but a bunch of McCarthyism, a bunch of fear mongering. I mean, they really, really wanted to get Hillary Clinton. And when I say they, I'm not just talking about the Democratic Party. I'm talking about members of the intelligence agencies and what have you, who are going along with this charade when none of these agencies, and this is a fact, you can fact check it yourself. I always encourage you to fact check the information that I put out. But none of these intelligence agencies have actually examined the DNC servers to see if the DNC was actually hacked. So, I mean, it's just a shame that we're so ready to believe things. And you know, this is a proven propaganda technique. Hitler wrote about it. It's called the big lie technique. If you can just repeat something over and over, the people will believe it. Well, why are people believing that the DNC servers was hacked when the only people who's saying that, or excuse me, the only source of that information is the DNC or a corporation that they hired? Now, the FBI is supposed to investigate cyber crimes, are they not? They have a cyber crimes division. Now, hacking a server is a crime, is it not? So why would they not investigate the crime and turn the server over to the cyber crimes unit of the FBI? Now, these other agencies, I don't believe, like the NSA or the CIA, which is not supposed to be operating here domestically, but they do. I'm sure they do. All right. Go ask Rick Ross. And I'm talking about the real freeway Ricky Ross. I ain't talking about the fake gangster rapper who was a former prison plantation overseer. Go just ask Ricky Freeway Ross and who he got his cheap cocaine from. But anyway, now I told people in that broadcast that I did that this is reckless. You had Democrats saying that on yesterday or Monday that this was an act of war. And we see them massing along the Russian border, but they really been doing that for a long time. And so, but with those comments that we heard yesterday from Democrats just going way over the top to push this lie, nobody asked the FBI director why he did not examine the DNC servers and what have you. But this is having a worldwide impact, like I have stated. You know, this has real world ramifications, and this is a dangerous game that Democrats are playing. Okay. And so now we have Sweden apparently is paying attention to this rhetoric coming out of the United States. And now they're preparing nuclear fallout bunkers because, again, this is very, very serious. This is very serious thing that is going on. And it can lead to, as Dave has talked about, a nuclear war one. So that's the story that's coming to you. It says that give me shelter. Nuclear war shelters are being ready in Sweden to prepare for a surprise Russian attack, according to reports. War preparations come as Nordic country reintroduces military conscription. The Swedish Civil Contingency Agency has reportedly been ordered to carry out a review this year of bunkers the coming weeks as the Scandinavian country also reintroduces military service. So again, this is all very serious. And it's all because of the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton and the DNC. This is a very serious game that is being played here. And I shouldn't use the term game, but this is a very serious fraud that is being perpetrated that could end up getting a whole lot of people killed. Again, if you're going to say somebody interfered in your elections, you would think they would be saying, oh, they hacked the elections and they flipped votes and stole votes. And that's why Donald Trump is president. All right. Or they would say, you know, we examined the DNC servers and we determined that they were hacked. But none of this is the case. What kind of world? I mean, we living in bizarro world where lies are treated as truth by the so-called mainstream media. Again, this is why it's very important that you find alternative media sources. But most importantly, you should do your own research. You should try to verify these things for yourselves. All right. And I was listening to a program earlier today, and a person made a very real statement that people, they don't want to hear stuff that does not confirm their already held beliefs and biases. They want to hear what they want to hear that already goes along with the outcome that they wanted to see. And anything else, you know, they ain't trying to hear it. You know, again, how logical is it for you to believe these mainstream headlines that say the DNC servers were hacked, but yet not a single U.S. intelligence agency and particularly the FBI, who is tasked with investigating this sort of stuff, has not examined the servers. And then also another thing that I was reminded of today is that Richard Comey said yesterday, when he was asked whether or not anybody interfered with the actual election process, that means changing votes or doing things that would change the voting outcome. And this man gonna sit up there and say, oh, the FBI doesn't provide such analysis, we don't investigate such things. That's a doggone bald-faced lie, and nobody called him out on it, okay? If there's election hacking, who else is going to investigate those crimes but the FBI cybercrime division? If you're telling me that black box voting is resulting in flip votes, votes were changed, who else is going to investigate that but the FBI? But see, again, people don't ask logical questions when those answers might be something other than what they want to hear to go along with their preconceived notions and biases. This is why critical thinking is not taught in elementary school or junior high school, middle school, or high school. I don't even know if they offer the courses in college in critical thinking. Seems like I might have read some college courses on critical thinking, so don't quote me on that. But this is just, it's just so embarrassing to hear grown folks, you know, just fall for this garbage and try to make excuses and what have you. So the next story that Dave shared is coming to you from strategicculture.org. It says the Kagans are back, wars to follow. The Kagan family, America's neoconservative aristocracy, has reemerged, having recovered from the letdown over not gaining its expected influence from the election of Hillary Clinton and from its loss of official power at the start of the Trump presidency. Former Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victor Nuland, who pushed for the Ukraine coup and helped pick the post-coup leaders. Again, this goes back to something that I said yesterday about neocons. Ask yourself, why was John McCain endorsing Hillary Clinton? He's a Republican. She's a Democrat. Why was John Lindsey Graham supporting Hillary Clinton? He's a Republican. She's a Democrat. Well, most people who are critical thinkers or who have been observing the state of politics in this country for a very long time know that there is not really two parties, okay, that you really just have one coin and there's two sides of it. But for the most part, you have members of both parties who are beholden to the same puppet masters. And their party affiliation does not matter. The only thing that party affiliation only matters to fanatics, okay? And I talked about fanaticism yesterday. It's no different than NBA game or NFL game. People do not treat politics serious. They don't realize that politics control every people activity on the planet. And that's why I don't understand why people also try to play down the role of politics. If you want to find out what's coming down the pipe, that's what you need to be paying attention to, because they are the ones who make the laws that regulate and govern everything that goes on in this country. So if you want an early warning system, then you need to be paying attention, okay? And so now we have this neoconservative a family who has profited a lot from wars. Now they're losing influence because Hillary Clinton lost the election. And so, but somehow they are back. Let me read just a little bit more. Let me open this up more because we need more more context. Back pontificating on prominent op-ed pages, the family Kagan now is pushing for an expanded U.S. military invasion of Syria and baiting Republicans for not joining more enthusiastically in the anti-Russian witch hunt over Moscow's alleged help in electing Donald Trump. In a Washington Post op-ed on March 7th, Robert Kagan, a co-founder of the Project for a New American Century and a key architect of the Iraq War, jabbed at Republicans for serving as Russia's accomplices after the fact by not investigating more aggressively. Now, I'm going to stop it right there. Google Project for the New American Century. I've mentioned this on Dave's program in the past when we were discussing biological warfare. In their white paper titled Rebuilding America's Defenses, which was published in 1998 and also sent to then President, CEO of USA Inc., Bill Clinton, these people in that white paper were talking, or policy paper, were talking about creating biological weapons that can target people by eye color, by hair type, by skin color, by ethnic markers, by biological markers. Why do they want to develop these weapons? And that was in 1998. Who's to say that they have not already developed those weapons and have them in their arsenal? Who knows? I imagine that would be top secret information. All right. So these are the same people now who are being given access to the major papers that you think are giving you truthful information. And of course, some of it's going to be true. All the articles don't relate to these world affairs and what they got a sports section. They got a beauty section and all of that. But most of the time they're lying to you in these papers. All right. And then if you want to be a successful liar, you ought to learn how to mix the truth with lies. So they'll mix some truth with some lies. All right. So, but these are the people that they're talking about. These are the kind of mentalities that we're talking about that's pushed, being given access to your major papers to push propaganda, to push war propaganda. Again, the Kagan family children are not going to be sent off to war. No, it's going to be your children. Okay? So you need to stop falling for the okie doke. You need to do your own research. Don't even tune in to this network. I mean, there are things I hear on radio programs on this network that I don't agree with, that I feel like these people did not do enough research. And I know information that's, you know, would dispute what they're saying, but I'm not on here to dispute what everybody's saying. But I tell people, even if you listen to Black Talk Radio News, you verify the information that I'm putting out to you. I'm telling you, I'm not going to lie to you, but these other people telling you they ain't going to lie to you either. All right. That is why you always have to find other sources to verify and ask for sources. Again, what is the source of the information that the Russians hacked the DNC servers? It's not the FBI might be insinuating that. These 17 intelligence agencies might be telling you that. But how can they tell you that and they have not examined the servers? Think. Use logic. Ask yourself questions. And as I saw somebody posted an article in BTR Community, I believe it was BTR Community. It might have been another social media outlet. And it talked about debating yourself. You need to debate yourself. Ask yourself questions about that which you believe and then seek out the answers. Because, again, we have all fallen victim to the propaganda programming. And you have to really train yourself to the point to where you don't become so such an easy mark. Okay? So that's all I'm saying. So we got these Kagans who you're going to see. It's going to be no different than when George Bush, Dick Cheney, and Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell was telling you Saddam Hussein had chemical weapons. He had these mobile chemical weapon labs, and they were producing anthrax and all this and that. And it was picked up by all the major papers. There was no fact checking. There was no independent verification. Everybody believed it. We was getting all these reports from the mainstream media about mushroom clouds appearing over America and all that kind of garbage. And guess what? It turned out not to be true. Uh-oh, our bad, our mistake. You know, million people, at least a million people dead because of these lies. Oh, but, you know, we'll just keep pushing. We'll keep putting, hey, they were just non-white people anyway. Who cares? Tell you, man, this is serious. Let's see. The next story comes to you from the anti-media. And the anti-media is writing that 800 families just filed a lawsuit against Saudi Arabia over 9/11. Let me go ahead and open up this article. Again, all of these articles are published in btrcommunity.com. 800 families of 9/11 victims. No, I don't want you tracking my computer. Let me see. 800 families of 9/11 victims and 1,500 first responders, along with others who suffered as a result of the attacks, have filed a lawsuit against Saudi Arabia over its alleged complicity in the 2001 terror attacks, according to an exclusive report by local New York outlet PIX 11. Again, they blame it on? Saddam Hussein. What was the guy name who sold Saddam them chemical weapons to use against the Iranians, and he used them on the Kurds as well? He used to be the former defense secretary. His name just escapes me right now. But if you ever saw Fahrenheit 9/11, I felt like it was a watered down documentary, but it did present some truth in showing how this Saudi Arabia, while everybody else was grounded here in the United States, meaning the flights were grounded. Oh, the Saudi families that was here in the United States were given special clearance to fly up out of here. Okay. What is that man's name? I can't think of his name right now. He said that stupid stuff about the, you don't know the unknowns until you know the unknowns. And, it was just crazy, man. But anyway, he was seen on video talking about sweep it all up, stuff related and unrelated. So again, remind yourself how the mainstream media just went right along with all of that without asking any kind of logical questions. How did they have these men's pictures of who did this within hours? No investigation. And then they telling you, oh, they found the driver license of one of the hijackers in the rubble of the World Trade Center. You believe that? Do you really believe that? Anyway, goes on to say the legal document filed in a federal court in Manhattan described the Saudi role in the attacks. The document details how officials from Saudi embassy supported hijackers Salim al-Hazimi and Khalid al-Muhadar 18 months before 9/11. The officials allegedly helped them find apartments. Might have been staying in Trump Towers. Who knows? The officials allegedly helped them find apartments. Remember, because Trump was bragging about how many apartments and how much money he was making off of what those apartments that he leased to the Saudis. Remember, the Saudis are not on those seven banned no-fly lists or countries where they trying to prevent people from coming from those countries into the United States. Why isn't Saudi Arabia on that list? Especially since they're funding and supplying ISIS with chemical weapons in Syria. But anyway, I digress. For years, suspicions have swirled that some Saudi officials had ties to the gruesome attacks. The recent release of FBI reports produced shortly after the attacks provided details to justify growing skepticism against the Saudis. The details were further bolstered by the release of 28 pages originally withheld from the 9/11 Commission report. Though the U.S. government downplayed the findings, even some lawmakers expressed concern. Pix 11 further described the lawsuit, which reportedly relies on information from the FBI investigations. The suit also produces evidence that officials in the Saudi embassy in Germany supported lead hijacker Mohammed Atta. It claims that a Saudi official was in the same hotel in Virginia with several hijackers the night before the attacks. The suit also alleges some of the hijackers had special markers in their passports, identify them as Al-Qaeda sympathizers. I'm just going to tell you, I believe it was an inside job. Elements of the U.S. deep state was involved. Again, I served in the military. I know something about military capabilities. I know something about their protocols and what have you. And soon as those planes went off course, the Air Force was supposed to intercept those planes. They say that's what happened to the plane in Pennsylvania. It got shot down as it should have been shot down after it flew off course. But, oh, we also heard that, oh, they was having war games that day. The Air Force was having special maneuvers that day. Just too many coincidences for it to be coincidence, okay? So anyway, that's that article. They are going to sue these people in federal court. Let me see. Chinese banks and HSBC caught in huge money laundering scam. Let me see. This comes to you from atimes.com. Several China state-controlled banks as well as HSBC's Hong Kong branch have allegedly processed hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars from a vast money laundering operation run by Russian criminals with links to the Russian government and the spy agency FSB. Documents obtained by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project showed that at least U.S. $20 billion was moved out of Russia between 2010 and 2014 in a vast criminal operation called the Global Laundromat. Over that period, Bank of China, one of the biggest state-owned commercial banks in China, processed a total of U.S. $716 million of the laundromat cash via branches in mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau, making it the fourth most active bank in the plot, as shown by the documents. Let's see, several other Chinese banks, including China Construction Bank Corporation, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, Bank of Communication and Agriculture Bank of China, also ended up with tainted money. This is according to Asia Times calculations. The five largest Chinese banks process more than U.S. $1 billion. I really don't have any commentary on this, as I have not done any research or vetted any of this stuff, so I don't really have any commentary on it, except to say that, you know, the U.S. banks have long been laundering drug money, and they get busted laundering drug money from these Mexican foreign currency exchange houses, and they never go to jail. They never go to prison, okay? I think they get slapped. In the case of Wachovia, which was bought out by Wells Fargo, they just got a little slap on the wrist. They didn't have to admit any wrongdoing. They were put into what's called a deferred prosecution agreement, where they don't have to admit any wrongdoing, but they just paid the U.S. government a fine. That, to me, I look at that as a bribe not to prosecute me. I mean, that's corruption. You want to talk about corruption? Yet our prisons are filled with people put in prison over nonviolent drug crimes, but these banks can launder drug money all day long and nobody goes to jail. And they get to keep a portion of their profits. You better believe that fine does not equal the total amount of the money that they're accused of laundering. So that's all I have to say about that. Moving on to the next story. Safe Haven plays compound FX, political risk, Asia economic research. I think they may be talking about the Forex market, which I saw a story yesterday, and I meant to share it, but I just haven't had time to get to it yet as unexpected things come up and I get pulled off into something else. But there is a pastor and his wife in Virginia. Unfortunately, they are black, and I'm just so tired of hearing these stories come from the black church. But they were saying that they were starting a for-profit business that was going to make microloans to people in poor countries, because, you know, that's what Jesus told them to do, is to loan poor people money and charge them interest and make a profit. Yeah, that's what they read in their Bibles, apparently. I don't know. But anyway, they were gambling with those people's money. It was a sham. They had gotten over $1 million in investments, and they were playing with that money, gambling with that money in the Forex market. And then they got busted because they were showing up. Like, one thing that happened was this one man who had invested said that all of a sudden they started driving big fancy cars, and he went up to him and he was like, "Oh, that's a nice car you got, you know, this $100,000 car." And the pastor gonna tell him, "Yeah, and if you save your money, God will bless you too." And so that made him suspicious, and I guess they called the FBI and reported them. So, you know, we just had to be careful, man. Stop lying to our people about the stock market and these things. There are risks involved. Anytime there's risk, that's gambling. Okay? Asian currencies are vulnerable to economic and political jolts. The Japanese yen is prone to surge in the Chinese yuan. South Korea won, and Indonesia rupiah, I don't know how to pronounce that, fall when markets swing into risk-off mode. In a region with security strains from North Korea at one end to the South China Sea at the other, the risk is that political and currency pressures could compound. Analysis by Bloomberg Intelligence Economics indicates the safe haven yen has overshot to the downside, increasing the risk of a spike in the event of a shock. Asia's trouble spots are in a simmer mode, with a low risk of boiling over into crisis, but high impact should one occur. A nuclear crisis on the Korean Peninsula, where the North has been stepping up missile launches, including reports of what could be an intercontinental ballistic missile on March the 6th, is the most pressing concern. Deterioration in relations between China and Japan over disputed East China Sea islands or a clash over South China Sea shoals also have potential to upset markets. Okay, that's all I want to share with that. Again, not telling anybody where to invest their money, but I am telling you, everything is a gamble. Everything is a risk, especially when you're talking about the stock exchange, you're talking about the Forex market, any of this. This is gambling. And it's just sad that we have people telling our people, you know, like there's no risk involved. You know, it's not gambling. I can show you how to get rich off of investing $5 a day. Come on, people. Ask logical questions. Read financial news. That's why I'm glad Dave shares this type of information with you. All right, the next one. Next article comes to you from charleshughsmith.blogspot.com. Dear America, better read the fine print on your credit card statement. What will replace the current system after it self-destructs? That's the question. You know these disclosures on your credit card statements, that it will take 27 years to pay off your balance if you only make the minimum payment each month, and so on. So go check out that story there. I mean, it goes without saying, read everything, y'all. It's a reason that they put it in little tiny letters and stuff, because they want to hide it from you. That should be your first clue. So that means that if you know, I got like this little plastic sheet that magnifies, you know, any kind of print or whatnot that I can put over a sheet so I can read the fine print on documents and what have you. And then they also make glasses, you know, that magnify fine print. Invest in those, okay? Please, invest in those. But you should be reading the fine print all the time. That is why so many people in our communities got taken in during the financial crisis that these Wall Street criminal bankers gave you these mortgages and didn't tell you that, oh, yeah, going in, you got no money down in your payments for about maybe 12 months, 24 months, 36 months, might be $200 a month or $300 a month, whatever you can afford. But after that time is up, guess what? Then your payments balloon. They're called balloon payments for a reason. That means they balloon to be more. Then they blow up to be more than what you thought you were going to be paying during the length of that loan. And that's all because people don't read. Read the fine print, people. Read everything. All right. Says next article, North Korea may have launched several missiles. North Korea may have launched several missiles on Wednesday morning. Kyoto News reported, citing a Japanese government source. I also read yesterday that after seconds of them launching one of their missiles, it blew up seconds after the launch. But pretty much all their other missile tests have been successful. So, again, anything can impact you no matter where you are in the world, no matter where that's happening. People should already realize that we live under a global system that's interconnected in so many different ways, and that things happen in one place and it can have a ripple effect. All right, next. Netanyahu asks President Z to exempt Israel from investment curbs. Now, this is coming to you from a website called scmp.com. Apparently, China has taking part in what I was talking about the other day, the boycott, divestment, BDS, sanction movement meant to bring down racist apartheid government of Israel. All right. Now, y'all can sit up here and play these word games and not know the definition of words and accuse people of being anti-Semites. But there's no bigger anti-Semite on the planet than the Israeli government, because Arabs and Palestinians and black Jews who are primarily Ethiopians, because of the languages that they speak, are Semites. All right. And so don't be fooled by when people try to play these word games, because they know you don't look up these definitions and you don't know. And we just go off of how the mainstream media uses words without checking to see if they're using these words properly. It has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. It has to do with human rights and the right to self-determination. All right? That's what it has to do with. And them stealing land and not only mistreating the Palestinians, but mistreating the black people who are Israelis or have Israeli citizenship and classify themselves as Jews. Don't trust me. Google the information that the Israeli government cut the Ethiopian population in their country in half in over 10 years by giving them Depo-Vera shots against their knowledge. They cut their birth rates in half in 10 years, thus cutting their population. Tell me that ain't white supremacy. Tell me that's not racism. Tell me that's not genocide being practiced against the Ethiopians, who are Jews, who identify as Jews, and also have Israeli citizenship. So it's not just about the mistreatment of the Palestinians. It's about the mistreatment of people, period. And so this article, let me open it up, says that, let me see, we got about 15 minutes to the top of the hour where we'll take our first break. We'll be coming with Brother Davis. It is Wise Wednesday, and he will be talking to us about how to better deal with stress. Because there's a lot of stress in the world, man. It can have you all high strung, especially if you don't know how to control your emotions and what have you. The controversy over China's foreign exchange restrictions has escalated to the diplomatic level, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calling for exemptions to investments in Israeli technology companies. Netanyahu made the request of President Xi Jinping during their talks in Beijing on Tuesday. He is the first foreign leader to express concerns over restrictions imposed last year. I said that Israel's a special case because it has significance for technology, but it doesn't have any significance in terms of volume on markets or currency, Netanyahu said after the meeting. He added that some startup deals could not be completed because of the restrictions. China accounted for about one third of foreign investment in Israel last year, including the U.S. $4.4 billion acquisition of Israeli social media and mobile games business Playtika. The world's second largest economy introduced strict capital control measures late last year as the U.S. Federal Reserve's interest rate increase drove up the U.S. dollar index and exerted pressure on the yuan. The move has raised concerns over its impact on the level of Chinese investments abroad after years of a buying spree on overseas properties, sports clubs, and companies. All right, I'll stop it there. You can read the rest. Apparently, this has nothing to do with Israel violating the human rights of everybody that they're violating the human rights of. This has nothing to do with the boycott, divestment, sanctions, but it just seems to be a business move. Well, you know what, China? That's wrong. That's wrong. So, you know, it's the same as investing in slavery. It's the same as somebody claiming to be moral, claiming to be ethical, claiming to believe in justice, and talking about we need to reform the system, but yet they got millions of dollars invested in the GEO Group or the Correction Corporation of America or MTC or any of these Fortune 500 companies invested in slavery. Very sad. Very, very sad. All right. Iraq wants no more long-term World Bank loans. This is in IraqiInews.com. Iraq has told the World Bank it needs help creating jobs rather than receiving long-term loans, according to the statement by the Prime Minister's office. Now, I actually just posted a video yesterday. Google or go to YouTube and look up the Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And this man used to work for them, and he talked about how the World Bank uses these loans to steal countries' resources. They put them in these loans that they can't pay back. They can never pay back. And then they'll be like, oh, no worry. Don't worry about paying the loan. Just give us access to your oil or to your gold mines or your silver mines or your cobalt mines. Don't nationalize your oil. Open it up so Western corporations can take over the extraction of your resources and all the refinery. So the World Bank plays a big role in that. So please check out that documentary. It's a very short documentary. It's also a book, The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. All right, that's all we have time for. There's a whole bunch of stories here. I feel like I'm on New Abolitionist Radio, where they be posting more stories than we can actually share in the time allotted. So I'm going to leave it there so I can leave Brother Davis plenty of time to discuss what he needs to discuss. I'm going to do something a little different. Before I go to Brother Davis, I'm going to take the break early so we don't have to interrupt him until the half hour after the hour mark to take the next station identification break. So you are listening to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network, broadcasting every Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Please check out the archives for any shows you may have missed and share the information with other people that you are connected to, if you believe they would find value and help in the information that is shared. All right, we'll be right back on the other side with Brother Davis on this Wise Wednesday. Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses. And welcome back to Tando Radio Show. At this time, we do have Brother Davis in queue, and so we want to turn it over to him for this Wise Wednesday on this March 22nd, 2017. Brother Davis, you there?
Hey, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Good to hear your voice as well, Brother Davis.
Brother, you put on an exciting show. I got to get back in my track of thought. My brothers and sisters, tonight, I'm trying to open the doors to you to understand two things. One, every one of my shows are designed for you to work from where you are, to improve your life by you implementing some simple tools. Keys, I call them, because when you operate in these keys, the first person that benefits from your operating in them is you. You notice Brother Scott, it keeps repeating that you should do your own due diligence. That's absolutely true. Absolute truth. See, when you do your own due diligence, you get a revelation. And one thing about a revelation, that's your personal experience with that truth. And the best part about that is that now when you articulate about that truth, you're articulating it from your perspective of personal connection, whether you do it through research or research with a group, because I encourage collaboration. Okay, tonight we are going to talk about relaxation, because I'm going to tell you, I have talked to so many people, and they're all stressing behind one thing or another, and I always ask them a question after a few minutes of, oh, I can't do this because you see what's going on there and this is going on there. These things you have no control over. So let's operate in what you do have control over. So when they get done, I'll take a breathe. I'll finally say to them, well, what do you do to relax? And, you know, it gets very quiet, because a lot of people don't realize that they don't relax. They're so busy jumping from interval to interval. Now, why do I say interval to interval? Because intervals are thought. See, those are your thought processes. Now, they may be conforming to a program when that's external up to you. That's fine, because literally you're going to operate like that until you can identify that. But when you begin to identify that, then you can start operating on yourself and separating it and adding it. The reason why I say that is because there are going to be certain circumstances where you have to be a part of what is going on to keep that program running. Then there's other times when you could separate yourself, so that you can find what it is that you want. And the reason why is because when you stay inside the program, you're moving according to the speed being placed upon you. You're not moving at your natural speed. Why? Because you want to keep up. You want to maintain the appearance of being aware of what the program is trying to do to you. But that's a stress within itself, because your mind is forced to go places where you may not want to go. And the sad part about it is that you may see something or hear something that has an effect on your mind, not immediately on you, but emotionally you become attached to it. So yes, your mental, emotional mind is a part of your relaxation process. Why? Because it's directed directly to your spirit. And whenever your mental, emotional mind is attached to something and it affects your spirit, then it is already trying to control your body. And when it's trying to control your body, it's doing a lot of different things that you're not even aware of. Why? Because you're not thinking about your body. That's the whole purpose of the program, to not allow you to focus on you. Because, see, when things are going on outside of you, and your goals, it's actually viewed through one of the windows. One of the windows are things, how things enter your body. And that's through your eyes, through your ears, or through your mouth. When one of those things, or touch, when one of those things are disrupted, your thought process goes to that thing, and it creates something in you immediately. And if it's a stressful situation, it creates tension. And tension literally magnifies itself internally because it cannot outside itself. So therefore, what is happening external to your body is now having an effect on your internal body. We have to learn to control that so that we can maintain a certain degree of relaxation so that we can continue to travel through these mind fields of programs that are placed upon us because of where we are in the world today. So I want you to understand that you have an emotional mind attachment to this, you have a spiritual attachment to this, you have a bodily attachment to this, and you're not thinking of your necessity. What is your necessity? Your necessity is the necessities of life that are attached to that. I hope you picked up on that because, see, it will affect your breathing, and that's a necessity that you need to be operating in. And when it affects your breathing, it's going to affect how your body reacts. So therefore, you may literally dehydrate, especially if you don't have what? Water. Another necessity of how your body operates. See, so tension can really be the spirit of disease that gets in someone's body if they haven't been educated on some basic things. What are those basic things? Well, we talked about food. We talked about how our food is really being under attack. We talked about the number of chemicals that is in our food and how our bodies can identify and don't identify. And what it does, when it does identify, it has a process for it. And when it doesn't identify, it has a process for it. But when it doesn't identify a specific food, it regularly stores that food in fat cells. Now, that doesn't seem to sound to be bad, but it is. Because then when you become under stress, your body tenses up. And when your body tenses up, all of the adrenaline that is in your body now is speeded up on a faster pace. Why? Because your mind has not identified to take control of your body. You must teach it that. Because if you don't teach it that, you know how people are emotional and they get out, oh, did you see that happen? I'm so terrified. Well, they had no control over that. But they do things like go to horror movies so that they can hyphen and lower that their stress level that they see as that so-called excitement, that titillating thing that makes you pursue it. You see, that titillating thing is the same thing that operates when you know you're about to do something you ain't got no business doing, okay? Because literally, that can be done through visual. You've seen them girls out here and them sisters. You've seen them brothers out here that just make you go, mm. And that can lead to a second look. And that second look may have nothing to do with who that person is, but how they present themselves. You've already initiated with your indwelling intelligence a process that is not necessary for it to participate in. But literally, that's how people go out here and they make negative decisions. And a negative decision may be to take a look at that sister who sets herself to be scintillating because she has her own intention. And you're allowing your eyes to focus on that and become stimulated because of her presentation. You see, we literally have a lot more control than we operate in because we don't identify what it is. We feel we can't control it. That's wrong. And the reason why it's wrong is because in every circumstance, you have a choice. So when you see, and you sisters know what I'm talking about, you see something that you really would like to have or somebody you really would like to be with, and you already know, well, I really don't need to make that decision. So you're operating in a mode of self-awareness. Because, see, sometimes our brothers do it all the time. When they see that sister, they know is out here sending a negative message, and they don't want to see it because it's so scintillating to them that before you know it, they find themselves in a conversation and don't realize they're falling for the trap. So we must understand that there are points where we must be able to take over and take our bodies and our minds where we need it to go in order so that we can relax. We can break away from the system and allow us to take full control. Now, when you do that and begin to operate that on a regular basis, you become more aware, more focused, and you identify more of the pitfalls. You heard Brother Scotty say things about what you hear on the news. Well, see, in the United States, in Europe, in Asia, these news organizations are literally on the same link. So if they want you to believe a deception, they don't have that deception just on the TV. They have it on the radio. They have it in the newspaper. See, they put it on all of these places so that you can get repetition and fall for the deception. Whereas when you operate in self and you take control, and you say, let me do my own due diligence on this, you can literally find out what the truth and say, you know what? That what they're telling us is a lie. But until you have your own personal revelation of taking control, you will fall for as a victim because it's so repetitious over and over and over again. Eventually, even if you know better, because of the repetition, your mind will begin to believe the story unless you have done the due diligence to verify your understanding of what you know the story to be. And that's why it's so important for us to be able to learn to relax. Because when we learn to relax, then we could close all of those things off. That's right. You could close your door. You could turn on the TV. You could sit in a room by yourself and listen to your body. Now, I utilize a lot of the same tools in getting you to understand the importance of meditation. But if you decide to go that level, you're only enhancing your ability to control your body. I'm trying to now get you to understand that once you're in that state, you don't have to follow any program. The only thing you have to do is control your thought process. Because, and you know, you have sat down with one intent, and all of a sudden, all kind of thoughts are running through your mind. Things that have nothing to do with your point of interest. But that is what the system is designed programs to do, disrupt your natural thought process. And that's why I always say to people, check yourself. And they go, say, what do you mean, man? Because you're allowing something to take you in a manner, in a way that you really don't want to go. And if you think yourself through it, you'll begin to realize it. But so many people just do what that's called, the concept of go with the flow. No. It's not good. It's not good to go with the flow. I even tell my grandchildren, anytime you're at school and all of a sudden they want you to get in line and go through a specific door and everybody's doing it and there's nobody in conflict, try to see what's in that door. If it's something that you know that we are going to agree with, you run. Don't walk. You run out that school as fast as you can and come home. Because, see, then you give us the right to exercise our rights as parents. But that's a whole nother concept. But I want you to understand that just as there's things working on your level, in your quality of life, there is also things working on their level and their quality of life. And in your communication process, literally, you should be allowing them to speak so you can hear and be quiet so you can listen. because they may be saying something that you really ought to focus on so that you can give them your understanding of what to do in them circumstances. And how do you do that? By being able to take control of you. Because I'm going to tell you something. The most important decisions you make in your life will concern you first. So you want to make the decisions that are best suited for you. Now, in learning how to relax so that you can take control, because actually, when you start this process, you'll become obedient to it when you start to see the benefits of it. There are five things that will affect your physical body. One is the body itself. Two is breathing. Three is your emotional mind. Four is your spirit. And the fifth thing is water. Why? Because your system goes through a transition. And that's one of the things that makes water so vital and why you should always consume, I would say, at least an ounce to 2 ounces per your age a day. Now, you don't have to. And the reason why I say you don't have to is because it's your choice. But I have to leave you with the understanding that it's your choice. Because when you do these things, when you operate in these little things, they not only enhance your circumstance that you're trying to achieve, they enhance other parts of your body. Because if you consume water on that level, you keep your body very well quenched. So every organ that needs water in a manner that which it needs it, it's there to provide it. And sometimes, and a lot of people don't realize this, that water is serving a greater purpose than they could begin to realize. Because you may have a headache and drink some water and realize the reason why you had the headache was because that was your body's way of telling you that literally it was dehydrating and it needed water. We have to see, that's another thing. In relaxation, you will learn to listen to your body, hear your body, and supply its need. And when you could do that, you know you're really focusing on self-regulation. Now, I say self-regulation because literally that's what we're doing. We're breaking away from the program. We're regulating our body so all of those here crazy thoughts, and you know them, and they can have anything with to do with the fish you caught last summer, to the vacation plans you got coming up, to an incident and a one-on-one incident you had with a person today. It doesn't make any difference. All of these thoughts are contrary to your regulation. And see, once you begin to sit back and just relax and try to draw a blank, what do I mean? Don't think about nothing. How do you do that? Well, one of the ways you do it is you think about a piece of white paper, just plain white paper. Nothing's written on it. You're not writing anything on it. It's just blank. And you focus on that. Why? Because you don't need any thoughts, because thoughts initiate things in your emotional level, which initiate your spirit. You see what I'm saying? So you can literally control all of these things. And literally, you can heal yourself because you're not allowing these things to attack you like you used to. And how many of you came in the house as soon as you got off of work, walked in the door, put your stuff down, hung your coat up, hit the TV, went on the kitchen and get yourself something cold to drink? The program has you constantly coming back to it. That's why you hit the TV. You're doing things subconsciously. Now we're thinking about consciously doing things that are going to help us relax. So now when you come in the house and you're thinking about consciously relaxing, you've been in the system all day. You've been running around. You've been following the rules and regulations of the functionality of work. When you come in the house, when you can kick your feet off, when you can hang up your coat, go get a beverage, a water, tea, whatever it is you like, and just sit down and communicate with your body. You're taking control. And the reason why you're taking control is because you're not allowing the system that already has things in place like TV, the news is on, and none of these things are really adding to your life. It's a carnival for your life. Why do I say it's a carnival? Because you know how you go to a carnival and you spend your money, you get on all these rides. Now, none of them teach you anything, but they allow you to enjoy the experience. Well, that's what TV does. In most cases, TV doesn't teach you anything. but it's operating on a audio video level. So therefore, when you hear one audio, there is another vibration of electromagnetic waves that is communicating with your body unbeknownst to your conscious awareness. And they know that. And that's why they have these new TVs. Now, I know this is a little side note, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. These new TVs that are 60 inches, remember 5 years ago, a 60-inch TV cost you $5,000. And guess what? They weren't smart TVs. Now, the smart TVs are supposed to have better picture, more video nuances, and literally you could go on the internet with them. They got cameras on them. They could literally look at you now. You know why? Because they want you to have FaceTime. Think behind the program. My TV is about 5 or 6 years old, easily. No smart TV stuff. None. Now, some people like that, but guess what? You can't control it. When I say you can't control it, it means whoever designed it got a back door in there, and they are listening, and in some cases, they are watching. So if it's off, you still have no control over it, because you see the new devices where you can say, what's the name? M, what's the temperature outside? And a little device hollers back to you, the temperature outside is such and such. That should scare you. Well, people are saying, oh, that's part of the new technology. That's bringing peep and Tom into your house. And if you answer the question, the other day I was talking to a friend, and they said they was on the internet where they were answering the question, do you know what the CIA is? Are you a part of the CIA? And the thing don't say nothing. And then the guy said, ask the thing, can you lie to me? And the thing says, well, no, I cannot lie to you. I have to give you every bit of the truth as I know it. But here's the catch. When he asked those type of questions, it said nothing. So we have to grow beyond this. And this is why it's so important that we be able to control our bodies. And when we can control our bodies, we become the regulators of not only our health and our consciousness and our actions, but also our reactions. Because in reality, and I've said this many times, and I don't know if you, those of you heard me or may not have heard me, but what is happening to us is based on our emotional reaction to someone else's action. So therefore, when we have an emotional reaction, we allow them to interpret what our actions are going to be. And in most cases, they don't interpret to our advantage. And it has cost many, many, many of our lives. So we have to wake up. And that's why it's so important that on Wise Wednesday, I, as an individual, can offer you the avenue to get tools that can not only make you better, but literally allow you to see things before they happen. Why? Because they just, if you see that red light in your window, you could see things before they happen. A lot of times that red light ain't got nothing to do with you, but your body is already reacting to the fact that it's there. And you all know what I'm talking about. Because you have seen that red light or heard that siren and looked around, and when they passed, you felt a certain degree of relief. You see, they do that for a reason. And I'm going to tell you something. I love you enough to tell you we can get beyond their tracking. We can get beyond their deceitful concepts. We can get beyond everything that they're doing to us. You know why? Because there's something about you that they fear, and that's you waking up and operating on the level of controlling self. Because then you begin to do your due diligence, and you expand your mind far beyond their capacity to spy on you, because now you turned off all their tools. Believe me, when they're in the dark, they panic because they don't know what you're doing. So one of the things we have to learn is more important than anything else is our breathing. That's right. Because, see, literally our breathing controls how our body operates. You know, people get so excited that they're breathing hard and they're pushing out more air than they're taking in. And before you know it, they're hyperventilating. That is an emotional reaction to something that their body literally had taken over when they lost control. But when you literally find yourself moving to that point and you can stop and ask yourself, is this what I want? Then your body can take a course of action. Stop. Slow down your breathing and think about it. And as you slow down your breathing, take deeper breaths and exhale slowly. Because now you're thinking about what the circumstance is, how your body was identified with it, whether it be through the ears or through the visual, through touch or whatever. And now your body's beginning to rationally make decisions on how you're going to deal with it. Because when you do that, you take that preconception away. What is the preconception? That you're an emotional being. You're not an emotional being. You're a divine being that does not know how to regulate itself so that it can operate in its own best interest. And these are why the keys that I'm giving you would allow you to sit back and separate yourself from the world and take control of your life. And when you do that, believe me, you will see those little things like contracts with the small writing. Because see, then all of a sudden, you'll have the foresight to take, anytime you're going to think you're going to get in a situation where you're going to sign something, you're going to have one of the little magnifying glasses. How do I know about it? Because I got one. When I'm looking at them contracts, what's this? I can't see this. And you pull out that magnifying glass, watch the expression on that person's face. Because guess what? You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to look out for your own interests. Who do you think you are? Someone who rules themselves. And I want to know if this is going to be the best interest for me or for you. You see, that is when you begin to operate on truly controlling not only who you are and what you're doing, but you're focusing on what you're trying to achieve. So the first thing we want to do is identify our physical transition. What are we going through? And if we're getting excited and everything and our body's tense, then that's what you want to focus on, your breathing. Because now as you focused on your breathing and your thought process returns, you want to get your body back in order. You want to release that tension, okay? And talk to yourself in your mind. Say, look, I don't need to be tense right now. This really may not have a direct concern to me. So let me find my place. And when you focus like that, your body will listen. And all of a sudden, that tension, that muscle contraction, that starts to subside. Because now your consciousness and your mind thought process are coming into one. So now as you begin to come into one and the tension starts to ease up, all of a sudden now your being, your spiritual being, is in tune with what you're trying to do. Because now the focus isn't what's going on outside of you. It's about what's going on inside of you. So as you become more and more calm, your breath should literally get easier and deeper until you have no tension that is going to clot or get in the way of what you're trying to achieve. So if your legs haven't adjusted yet and you happen to be sitting down, you don't have to move them. Just be able to sustain your thought process so that you can convey the message that you want to send. And sometimes somebody will walk in or bust in the room, wait, come here, wait, listen. All of that tension they're adding into the atmosphere literally charges it. Well, when that atmosphere is charged, well, what's going on? What's wrong? You see what I'm saying? That's a reaction. Well, you could take control of that reaction. And how do you do that? You think, take that one deep breath and say, now, wait a minute, calm down. Tell me what's going on. See, you're taking control so that the decisions that you make is suitable for you, because understand that person is only in that frame of mind because they have allowed all of those things to take control and they're reacting to it. Now, if it's a fire or something, and that's a natural course of action, by the time you get your air and your thought process on the same page, that's not going to take no 15 or 20 minutes. No. You should have that done in at least 20, I'd say 10 to 20 seconds, because literally by this time, you should be able to identify whether it's an emergency that he's created or emergency that he has no control over or an emergency that you should adjust to. I see, understand how I said that, because people will create emergencies. Somebody might have a power over them, and they want you to feel the tension that they have, but that's not how you feel about that. Oh, Mr. Johnson, would you in his office right away? Okay, all right. I'll be right there. No, he wants you right there. No, wait a minute, man, you relax. Okay, if he wants me, I'm going to go, but you relax. You need to take your time. See, literally now you become a teacher to someone else that don't even realize it. But later on that day, they're going to say, you know, I went to so-and-so and told him Mr. Johnson went in, and he was so cool about it. I mean, every time he's the boss, he's the head man. That's true. But with Mr. Johnson, I want you to knock on that door and say, good afternoon, Mr. Johnson. You looking for me? Or do you want him to run to that door, run into his office and say, Mr. Johnson, you looking for me? It's a different commutation altogether. So we have to stay focused on what is best for us, because literally he might just say, you know, yeah, I was sitting back yesterday watching you leave, and I seen you got a new car. I just wanted to tell you I like it. So you never know. So you can't let those things outside of you stimulate that tension inside of you to a point where something outside of you becomes a problem that you cannot control inside of you. So we spoke about the connection between the spirit. We talked about the emotional mind and how that gets involved in things. And that's another thing. A lot of people say women are emotional. Well, women are not so much emotional as much as they are constantly identifying and transitioning. Now, let me give you some clarity about that, all right? See, a man can come in the house, and he can walk in the door and see the trash cans full, say, okay, I'll take out the trash. And then he'll walk into his bedroom, say, oh, I left my socks on the floor, pick them up, that sort of thing. See what I'm saying? Go and take his clothes off, come back out. A woman comes in the house, it's altogether different. Because when a woman comes in the house, she's thinking about how she left that house. And if she sees something out of place, she will notice that. And then when she notices that, she might go ahead and take care of it. But she's going to ask those people in the house, well, did you do this or did you do that? Not knowing by the other people that she's rationalizing how that specific thing might happen. Well, you're walking into the bedroom to change clothes. She's passing through the kitchen to put some stuff out so she can have dinner started as quick as she can before she goes to the bedroom to change her clothes. You see, the woman dynamic is entirely different from a man. You see, a man thinks about going in and changing his clothes. A woman thinks about, let me grab this here skillet out of here. Let me grab this here water. Let me grab this here vegetables. Let me grab this oil here. I got some coconut oil. I want that. I don't want to use the olive oil. You see what I'm saying? Their mind is on an entirely different level. Where she goes into the bedroom, she might see something on the floor, something that you might have taken off, and she has a system about her house. Your man's not thinking about it like that. So we have to understand that when she gets excited, there are things that are going on that a man's not going to understand, but you literally have to play your role. What is your role? I do this with my wife all the time. I say, hey, darling, what's up? And she'll go in and tell me because she likes to have things a certain way. I say, okay, well, I apologize. Yeah, I did leave my socks on the floor this morning. When I left the door, I was reading the paper before I left, and then I kind of set it on the couch, but then again, it might have blown on the floor. See what I'm saying? Because she likes to have clarity that a man does not require. And I point that out because these ladies who are listening, you could look at your men and you could tell him if you think I'm over-exaggerating or if I'm not hitting all the keys. But in reality, we are brought together as men and women for a reason. We represent two different principles based on a need. That need is to supply, and that supply is humanity. And that's one of the principles that we don't really give thought that is natural. Because literally, when we work as men and women, we literally are looking at each other on a love level of the connection. Okay, what do I mean by that? I mean, if you have a relationship with a woman and you've been together for a period of time, you don't always see her the way you first seen her when you was married, before you got married. Because when I first met my wife, I wasn't even with her. Okay, but you have to understand, I wasn't thinking about her on that level. When I met her at a later date and our situations were different, then yeah, I popped the question. Well, what do you, if you're not busy, can we have coffee sometime? Sit down and talk. And before you know it, then things blossomed. But understand how I said that. Because, see, Westernism teaches you to identify people by their physicality. And the sad part about that is that physicality and the identification of physicality leads to sensationalism. And that sensationalism really don't bring you to intelligent conversation right away. It might take your mind different places, but it has nothing to do with intelligent conversation right away. But when you get to know that person and you begin to operate with her as an individual trying to build something, then you lead into an area which you two are starting to discuss the possibilities. What is the possibility? And you two coming from different angles. But the best part about it is that's what makes man and woman woman. But getting back to relaxation, we have to learn that it is important for us to find time for us individually. Although I'm married and I've been with my wife for so long, I relax different than she does. Now, why do I relax different than she is? Because my process is different. Now, we all have to go through a certain degree of control. We have to control our emotional concept, our emotional mind. We have to control our spirit. We have to control that the windows are expressing to us. We also have to control that thought process. Now, when I say the emotional mind and the thought process, remember, the emotional mind is the trigger that sets the thought process in motion. You see what I'm saying? So that's why all of these things literally have to be bought under your control. And when they're under your control, then you can start to regulate your body. You can start to relax. You know your comfortable position. You know, well, if you like to read, you got a good book. All of a sudden, you got 2 or 3 hours. You know, won't be disturbed. You can get into your book. And this may be how you relax. Your posture plays a role. Once again, we come back to the body. And see, when your body's relaxed and you're doing what allows you to release all of the tension, then literally what you're doing is you're kicking stress out. Don't think that your body requires a chemical for you to relax, and many people do. That's why I threw that in there. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. Look, I'm going to encourage you right here to pick up your phones, bring your calls in, because literally I want to cover a few things in this last half hour that will be key for you to be able to launch yourself in a level of personal self-regulation that will help you find joy, even find avenues of being able to find, leisure time activities to help make you a better person.
Brother Davis.
So, yes, Brother Scott.
Yeah, look, we got a couple of minutes before we go to break. Well, I just want to share a personal example of what you said about external stimuli and the exact example that you used about a woman dressing a certain kind of way with an intention in mind. And then you see that as a man, and then you stimulated by that. But before I share that, just want to let everybody know, call 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. Hit ** to unmute yourself. I'll see you on the board. I'll let Brother Davis know. Brother Davis, I was working at a call center. This has been probably, I don't know how long it's been, 20 years, something like that. I was in my 30s at the time. So I'm working at this call center, and I'm friends, you know, it's a lot of black women that was working in this call center in Charlotte that I was working at. So I became friends with this one black woman, particularly good friends, okay? And so she had some videos and stuff that she was selling, you know, bootleg videos. And she was like, I just got these new videos in, right? She said, if you want them, come by the house and pick them up. So I go by her house. I call her. I said, you know, I'm on my way. I want, you know, get such and such videos. She opens up the door, and she's in lingerie. She's in lingerie. And I'm like, I'm saying to myself, okay. And I go in, I sit on the couch, and I say, where the videos at? So she go and get the videos. I look at the videos. I pay for the videos, and I leave. And I kind of felt bad about that because that probably kind of like hurt her self-esteem. And I thought she was attractive. But I had a rule that I do not date people on my job because, especially if I've never dated you and our whole relationship has just been a platonic friendship, and then all of a sudden I have sex with you, you might have want something more that I ain't ready for. And then guess what? I'm having problems on the job with you. So that's a perfect example of what you was talking about in terms of outside stimuli, and then we're not thinking straight because of that stimulation. Is that kind of similar what you was talking about?
Absolutely, brother. You added to the show and hit the nail right on the head.
All right.
Right on the head. And you know what's interesting about that, Scotty? There are probably a number of people listening right now that may not have had the exact experience, but similar experience, both male and female. But that particular time, you had a system of control, of self-regulation that you operated in. I don't have a relationship with people on the job. You see what I'm saying? So when you're operating within your regulation, you sustain the control, because you could have very easily said, well, you know what? Yeah, I got time for a cup of tea. And all of a sudden, like you said, it could have went someplace you didn't want to go, and you would have lost control. That is, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, that is exactly what I want you to see. It's very, very simplified and suggestive. And you see, a lot of times we don't want to know the truth, especially as men, because guess what? If she's interested in me and I don't have that regulation that Scotty operated in, literally, where could that have gone and what could that problems that God have caused? But because he did, he already had a system in place he could tap into and roll on out with confidence. And understand, when you have that kind of control over your life, you avoid certain pitfalls off the top, period. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of times, we men and women get out here and they run into somebody, and I've seen it and I've heard it many times. Oh, wow, you know, I did something last night I shouldn't have did. I know this is going to be a problem. And you know what? It ends up being a problem. It's not the end, because we grow in stages. Just like at one time I was a much younger man. Scotty talked about number 20 years ago when he was a much younger man. We evolve in many different ways. But as we look at that evolving process, we should be also be getting wiser or more intellectually involved in our lives so that we can sustain a greater degree of control as we age.
Right. And she did, hey, Brother Davis, if she'd have caught me when I was 20 years old, it might have been a different outcome, boy.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. Well, listen, Brother Scott, you want to go ahead and hit this commercial?
Yes,
up, and
sir.
Then we'll come back and if there's anybody else in there.
Yes, sir. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. The telephone number is 866-510-9025. If you have a question or comment, hit ** on your keypad, and that will unmute you and we'll come to you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on the other side. Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, the new black media for the new millennium.
And welcome back to Tando Radio Show with Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. Telephone number is 866-510-9025. Hit ** if you have a question or comment. Brother Davis.
Yes, Brother Scotty. Listen, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. One of the main things about our bodies is that we can literally take total control. Absolutely. You can literally regulate your heartbeat. You can heal yourself. But it requires you to take an operative participation. We must know, as I said before in shows before, we must know what we eat. Because our that is the nutrition that we are providing for our body. And when we do, we're allowing our body to communicate with the food as we eat it. So that's that indwelling intelligence I told you about before. Because as you do that, then your body becomes more robust because the operation is functioning like a fine-tuned machine. So when you have the water in your system to keep everything flowing, your food is breaking down, and when it's being broken down, it's broken down to the molecular level. That's being distributed to your body. Same thing as with energy. When you breathe air in, that air is being taken into the lungs, and there's a lot of little things that look like hairs. But what those things do is they take that air that's in the lungs, and they pull the oxygen out of it, and they put it in a process. You see, what's so unique about this is that the indwelling intelligence is hollering to you, take control. Take control. How do you take control? You did. When you started breathing, you started slowing that process. When you start taking control, this is unique. When you start taking control, your body starts listening to you. Until you take control, your body's going to function erratically. And the reason why is because you haven't operated in that before. So when you start taking control, after a period of time, your body just flows into the process because it knows now. It knows you know what you're doing, and it's relying on you to direct it properly. Now, a lot of people fail to realize, but, you know, you can literally relax your body to the degree that you can relax even the organs that are functioning in your body. And I know you're saying, well, how do you do that? Because you have taken control of the way the air is being received in your body. Those long, deep breaths are allowing your respiratory system to get a better quality air, and it's giving it a longer time to work. You see, I talked to you before about what I call embryo breathing. That's when a child is first born. That air that they're breathing, the way they breathe, you never breathe like that again. You only do that when you're born. So that's why when that child is crying and it hits that level of crying where you can't hear it, but yet you can still see it's crying, well, what it's doing is it's exhausting all the air out of its lungs so it cannot make a sound. And then when it breathes in again, the sound returns and it bellows it out. You see, that is a specific type of breathing process that you can teach yourself. But you must teach yourself. Because you do age, your body takes on so many habits, it defeats its ability to function naturally unless you are conscious of how you want your body to function. And then you can literally train it to be exactly the way you want it to be. I hear people all the time saying, you know, I got a headache. And I'll ask them, well, what did you eat? Well, I ate last night or I ate this morning. Well, have you had any water? Well, no, I haven't had any water. When's the last time you drank water? See, it may be something minute that your body's trying to tell you. But some people don't know how to listen to their bodies. So their bodies only reflect on a higher level. Okay, so perfect example. Do you know dairy products produce mucus? Literally, the body's not designed to literally process dairy the way we take it in. I know some of you are probably saying, well, what do you mean? Well, a lot of people drink milk because milk does have vitamin D and calcium. But what it also does is it builds up on the filters of your thyroid. And when it builds up on the filters, you've seen milk coat stuff, okay? Well, as it goes through the process in your body, it coats things. Now, perfect example is those people out there who may have asthma will have attacks after they had milk or ice cream, a period of time after they had milk or ice cream. Why? Because when that builds up on those hair-like follicles in your respiratory system, they put a coating around it, and it doesn't allow the oxygen to freely enter. So it's kind of like a blockage. And that's why they have to, they're fighting for that air because of that blockage. And sometimes the mucus buildup of this natural body function, because your body does produce a certain degree of mucus for discharge. When that mucus is not discharged, that literally adds to a problem in your system. And in most cases, that starts in the respiratory system, or it starts in your throat, or it starts in the acid development. Because all of these things are a part of the whole. If you're not holistically checking yourself out, you'll run to a doctor, he'll give you a pill for a specific thing, and it'll remedy that thing, but it won't cure the problem. So therefore, people will take the remedy and say, oh, I feel better. But the next thing you know, 2 days later, they got the same problem because they didn't do the due diligence to find out what was the trigger and how do I deliver myself away from the trigger. This is what holistics do. And believe me, although science doesn't want to actually come out and say to you because they'll be slapping the pharmaceutical industry in the face, but people are returning back to natural remedies, not because the choices are there for them, because they discourage it very much, but because the medicines that are out nowadays might have 20 or 30 side effects. So a person might take something for acid indigestion, but because it's literally subduing the gas in their body, the gas may come out a different way. So what if it comes out your rear, the external way? Well, that gas has a scent to it before you know it. Because you took that, sure, your stomach feels better, but now you're passing gas everywhere you go. See, that's just an attribute of what a side effect can be. Because I know you all have seen the TV where they got 20 seconds of just side effects on medicines. Well, when you take a holistic approach, you may not have side effects on those levels. So therefore, not only are you looking at the problem from a complete elimination of it, but you're looking at the problem from how it got started. And your system is communicating with you when you're starting to regulate it, because now it's telling you different things. You know how you get to that point where you don't really have acid stomach, but you're nauseated? Well, that's telling you something. And sometimes that nauseation can be neutralized with just a simple glass of water with a little bit of apple cider vinegar. But until you evolve to understand the importance of applying these remedies, your body, once again, becomes deregulated, unrooted. And when your body is unrooted, it's unbalanced. And when your body is unbalanced, you're set for disease to get in. But yet, when you take control of your life, you can bring everything to the center with simple questions, simple practices, breathing. This, you know, I know at least six different methods of breathing. Why? Because when I'm running and I'm exhausting myself, there's a breathing for that. When I'm trying to relax and get into a state of meditation, there's a breathing for that. When I'm actually out here and I'm interacting with my children or grandchildren, there's a breathing for that. These breathing techniques allow your body to work at peak efficiency under circumstances that are just not normal circumstances. And you know what I mean. How many of you guys are going out and taking your wife out dancing, and all of a sudden, three records, four records, and you're like, your body's starting to talk to you? Well, you know what? That used to be a problem of mine. But when I begin to learn how to breathe, then I can begin to pace myself better. And sometimes I even mess with my wife. Come on, one more. I got to sit down, baby. But you see, when you begin to take control of your life and you start to regulating your body, you begin to see yourself growing in areas that no one else can see because they're not you. And see, as you begin to grow, those people that love you and that are close to you, they'll see it. I mean, how many times have you seen somebody that you're close to, you know they're doing something different, and you look at them and say, oh, what you doing? I mean, there's something about you today. I don't exactly know what it is. And then they look at you and say, you know, I'm taking this new class. I'm taking Zumba, and I'm starting to breathe so much better, and I'm really starting to get my joints loose again. I'm starting to identify myself. See, all that is an awakening. of your regulatory system liking what you do. And when it likes what you do, it's going to work with you, because guess what? Your body wants to be as healthy as possible. And when you don't listen, if you don't think so, you look around you, you're going to see very unhealthy people. Why? Because they may not know about food, and they may not be doing things on purpose, but a lack of knowledge has a negative result. So they might go to fast foods every day for lunch and think, oh, I only have fast foods once a day. But that once a day, that might be 2,300, 2,500 calories. And they not know that. Because guess what? All it was I just had a quick meal, a Big Mac and a large fry and a Coke. They're not thinking of it from the aspect of someone who literally knows and is beginning to regulate their body. They don't want that. Instead of getting that like you used to get, now you find yourself getting a salad, a glass of water, and a piece of fruit. And here's the best part. You're probably carrying the fruit with you, and after a period of time, when you can't find the salad that you like, you're carrying that too. So now you're taking total control. And guess what? It costs you less money, because now you're planning on what you're going to have during the course of the day. And if you get that little munchie, you know, the munchie comes on there maybe about 3:30, 4 o'clock. That's when you pull out that bag of trail mix and you throw two or three of them in that sugar salt mixture in your mouth, a few nuts. Boom, all of a sudden, you good till you get home. See, the whole idea of identifying yourself and regulating yourself is beginning to operate so that you can reach peak efficiency at any given time of day. So you're alert. And you know how sometimes you hit that point of the day where your body's just tired because you sit up last night, you read that book for that extra hour, when you knew that sometime during the day that hour was going to come back and say, oh, we tired. Well, see, that's when you get yourself a glass of water, drink that, a handful of trail mix, put yourself in the mind and maybe get this knock this next 2 hours out. Before you know it, boom, the next 2 hours knocked out. Now, 2.5 hours later, you sitting back in the house, kicking back, looking out the window, saying, evaluating your day. I always say, and I do this myself, I evaluate my day. And the reason why is because I want to see if I'm working at my peak efficiency. And the reason why is because I got too much relying on me, see. For those of you who know me, know we're truck drivers, I'm in and out of environments all the time. I have to not only be focused on what I'm doing, but I'm making sure that everything around my wife ain't going to be something that could harm her. Why? Because that is my job. And even when she doesn't think I'm doing it, which she'll tell you, I'm always doing it. Even when she doesn't think I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Because in reality, I want to be able to have some downtime with her wherever we are, and if it's just take a walk and holding hands, or maybe talking about a specific point of view at a movie that we've seen, and she's conveying to me her perception of it, and I'm conveying to her my perception of it, we're finding that we are relaxing in the company of each other. You see, we are so unique that there is nothing that literally can intrude in our lives unless we allow it. And if we allow it, then that's a decision that we make. But if you realize that you're going to jump right back into that programming tomorrow, and listen, I'm not condemning how anybody lives, because to me, driving a truck is a program too. And to me, it's a multiplicity program, because I got to deal with other people out there who don't even know me, and I don't know nothing about them or how they drive. But when I get into that mode, I'm into that mode. But when I step out of that mode, I'm totally out of that mode. And sometimes I'm so far out of that mode, my wife would say, ill, and I'm asleep, because my body has felt that point where I reached where I could relax. And all of my organs have begun to realize this is our downtime. And they begin to relax. And sometimes I find myself going into a state of meditation because of my thought process. And my thought process and meditation are close. Why? Because when you go into a state of meditation, you are borderline on the realm of sleep, but you have an awareness in meditation that you can operate in, which is will. You can't do that in your dreams while you're sleeping. That's why you get those situation dreams when you're falling and you feel like you have no control. That's what I mean. The will, just you can't. When you are asleep, you cannot operate with your will. But when you are meditating, it's an entirely different kind of experience because your will can still operate. You see what I'm saying? And that's why I told you when I first started getting into meditation, I would put the 42 principles in my heart and I would study them. And whenever I got to a state of meditation where I was losing my control, I'll focus on reciting the 42 principles so that I can wake my system back up, meaning that I'm taking control of my system through the will by operating on those 42 principles, planting them like seeds into my subconscious. So in my everyday reaction, I'm still not breaking any of those principles. So I want you to understand, nothing that I have said to you is exclusive to me. And nothing that you have learned is exclusive to you. You have every right to share any knowledge that you have, and I encourage it. But be very careful, because some people will take a piece of knowledge and want you to think they know everything about it. I don't want you to get the impression that I know everything about regulating ourselves, because I don't. And see, here's what's unique about it. The more I'm reading, the more I'm finding out that literally you can achieve anything you want to achieve in a state of meditation because you are not confined by time and space. Now let that sink in. Because see, here in the external world, we are confined by time and space. But when you reach a state in the metamystic world, you are not confined by time and space. And test your skills. Now, I know some of you probably say, what do you mean test your skills? When I go into a state of meditation, I already told you what I do to keep my balance. Well, sometimes I'll just want to go. So I have to take my body and I'll leave it there and I'll take my mind out. And we might travel the world. I might go to my grandchildren's room at night and look at them sleep. I might just walk the river, because we're in Pennsylvania. We live close to the Susquehanna River. It's a breathtaking place to be. So sometimes I'll just do that. But you must take control of your life and regulate yourself so that you can find the divine experiences that are within you. And at that point, you are in control. And it's a discipline. Because when you're in control, none of this stuff. I hear stuff going on around me all the time. I hear Scotty. I hear Dave. I hear all of this stuff. And I know it's true. But because I'm living to attain a divine level of life, I don't allow myself to be so entangled in it that it belabors me. No. I mean, when it comes to my door and knocks, I'm going to answer, because that is life. But I'm not going to let it control me. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, y'all. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm hoping you're getting something out of this, because this are the true meanings and tools that you could operate to become not only better and greater, but you could literally take this in your life to a new level. I would like to tell you that you could be the first, but you were not. Many have come before you. And those people who have come before you, if you talk, you'll hear them. Because guess what? They're not about leading you. They're helping you to find the path that is set for you. And they will open that door, just like the things, the tools I give you. I'm not telling you how to utilize them when you begin to experience them. See, that's the point. I'm not a leader. I'm giving you the information that will help you find yourself along your path. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm sorry my wife isn't here tonight, but due to unfortunate circumstances and a friend of ours and a family passed away, so she's at the funeral for that. So, and I had the show to do, and I make sure that I have the stuff prepared so when I get in front of you, I can give you tools that you can operate in, and I can be blessed by this experience, because the law of karma that you have all heard about, but now maybe not have realized, is truth. It's a universal law. And what you give to the universe, the universe gives back to you in folds, multiple folds, believe me. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Brother Scotty, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
I appreciate you, brother. And you get back to you, man.
All right. Thank you, Brother Davis. We're getting ready to close out the program. We got New Abolitionist Radio coming up with Max Parthas, myself, and Yohanan Elijah. We'll be talking about 21st century slavery and human trafficking to provide you with information to help you combat it. So keep it locked right here on Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be getting started at the top of the hour. Peace and blessings to all. Be safe out there.